This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour now, the Good Day program presenting another overview of what's going on in the farm and food category, with the American family farmer being our focus. I'm very happy to every week spend an hour talking about something that's a real passion for me, and I give you my comments usually at the end of the hour, but because I'm so interested in the fate of the family dairy farmer, and a lot of people, as a matter of fact, I just got an email from someone. You can always send me an email with suggestions on what you think I ought to talk about or what we ought to focus on here. Early on, got some complaints from people who said I wasn't talking enough about dairy because it seemed that I was always onto the produce side, and that's because there are a lot more produce farmers than there are dairy farmers. And one of the reasons there are is because our stupid government policy and the way the dairy business has been run is just, it's unconscionable what's going on American dairy farms. So the question this person asked was, what do I think about the new ag secretary, Sonny Perdue? Most of the farmers, most people paying attention to what's going on in government, know Mr. Perdue was confirmed by the Senate. And there are a lot of people in various ag sectors that say they are, quote-unquote, eager to work with him. Well, there ought to be people eager to work. The National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Milk Producers Federation, which is where I stop, because as a dairy farmer, I want to talk about the issues that are facing the dairy farmer. One of the things actually came up in the last week or so was President Trump talking about the Canadians and the impact that they're having on dairy in the United States. The Canadians are shipping milk over here, and it's cheap, and it's not, it's because it is cheap, it keeps pressure down on the price of milk. The producers don't care where it comes from. I'm talking about the people. There's a one family, the Suiza family, that controls a company called Dean Foods, that controls 70-some-odd percent of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. One company controls all of the fluid milk supply that all these farmers bring into market. So their milk goes into the pool, and the prices are ridiculous, asinine. They aren't even close to covering what it costs to milk a cow, raise a cow, run their business. And it's been like this for years. I got out of selling milk to the local producer because it was craziness, stupid, nuts. And then I started selling raw milk, and for a while that helped to pay the bills. But our whole attitude, it's all about cheap food in this country. And those of you who are listening that are locavores, because this program does bring in a large group of locavores, want to know what's going on the family farm, you have to be held responsible for this. The American dairy farmer in the main is producing a fabulously good product, and the animals are better than they've ever been. So then there are lots of different kinds of dairy products that are now the organic cow, the Holstein, which doesn't have as much protein in it, butterfat, as do brown cow milk, the Jerseys and Guernsey and that sort of thing. So there's a difference in quality. But the whole idea here is to try to figure out, A, dairy exports and where the markets are, and B, what do we do about all the tanks of milk that are coming across the border from Canada? And with that in mind, in a few moments, I'm going to introduce you to a fellow named Dino Giacomazzi, who is a fourth-generation California dairy farmer, and I think you'll find that he embodies what it means to have farm sustainability. He feels on paper, anyway, to me, to be a responsible sort. So we'll talk with him about what he's doing on his farm, and we'll talk with him about what he thinks needs to be done in terms of national policy when it comes to dairying and how that will impact you, the user of his product. So we'll get to Farmer Giacomazzi in just a few moments. Right now, though, I want to remind you something that you pretty much are aware of. We're less than a couple of weeks away from Mother's Day. And so if your mother or your wife is your best friend, your companion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, may I suggest that you go online to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com, and use the code DJV to order Sherry's Berries for Mother's Day. Strawberries, freshly dipped in wonderful chocolate. There are all kinds of other things that are on the topping list, like chocolate chips and nuts and white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. The bottom line is, make no mistake, when it comes to putting a smile on your mother's face, the surprise will be apparent when she opens the box of Sherry's Berries. Get them now for $19.99 plus shipping, and if you spend another $10, you get double the order. So maybe there are two moms. Maybe you've got a mom and a stepmom. However you want to do this, help yourself to berries.com and use the code DJV. Yep, the only way to get this amazing deal starting at $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code DJV. Berries.com with the code DJV for Mother's Day.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
All right, so at 16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer continues with our focus on problems and fixes to problems. I think that many of you will agree with me, whether you're consumers or whether you're producers, the dairy industry is in trouble. So it's interesting to get Dino Giacomozzi in here. As I said, he'd been on the farm. He's the fourth generation on this farm, 900 acres, 900 dairy cows. He and his family have been working together. So, Dino, first, welcome to the American Family Farmer. Do you have outside help, or does everybody who works on the farm come from your family?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. Appreciate it very much. And to answer your question, I have outside help. I'd have to be pretty busy producing family members to replace the 21 employees that it takes operate this business. That I like to say we've been farming unsustainably since 1893.
Isn't it interesting using that term? Farming has always been sort of a losing proposition, and so you wonder why so many people stay in it for as many generations as you have. I'm a dairy farmer as well, and I find it extraordinarily frustrating to try to overcome stupidity. I wonder if that's part of, and when I say that, I refer usually to government attitudes toward dairy and to farming in general. Do you share that? You don't have to. I'm just telling you right up front where I am.
Well, first of all, dairy farming is a mental illness, and it takes a particular individual and thinking to do the things that we do and continue doing it, you know, for 124 years in my particular case. So there's obviously something wrong with us in that we must like being abused, because that's what happens oftentimes. But, you know, of course, there's a upside, you know, the family opportunity, and there's something of value, I believe, in the culture of the dairy industry. But the thing about the government, yeah, you know, it's like everything else. I mean, because we've allowed someone else to drive the narrative about agriculture, we're losing, you know, we have given away the trust that we once had with our consumers, and as a result, we're developing a deeper relationship with the government.
So who's driving the narrative? You say we haven't controlled it ourselves, and I agree with you. Who is driving the narrative?
It doesn't really matter who's driving it. What matters is that it's not us. Mm-hmm. You know, that we're not the ones who are doing it. That it's just, who, you know, people naturally, in my opinion, are fearful and skeptical. And if left to their own thoughts, will ultimately arrive at the conclusion that something is wrong. And it's pretty easy to arrive at the conclusion that something is wrong with your food if you don't understand the math required to get it to you. Mm-hmm. And so we have missed an opportunity, you know, some decades back as the country started urbanizing at a more rapid rate, and how I like to describe it is that the, you know, folks in the city became less concerned about pragmatic issues like you know, what happens when it rains and how do I eat, and more concerned with the existential concerns of life, like, you know, who am I, what am I doing, and, you know, what's going on with my relationships. And now there's a big gap between fundamental understanding of the universe between us farmers down here in the trenches and the majority of the population that live in the city. And we created that.
Yeah. You know, that's a fabulous way. It's so thoughtful and provocative when you think about it, how we've let it, we haven't controlled it. We've let other people determine our destiny and thus the problem. And so when we have, and I would talk to you about what impacts you in this area. You're from Hanford, California, where lots of other things get done beside dairying. A lot of people who are dairy people have had to do other things in order to sustain themselves. And I know that you are doing almonds on your farm. But I also want to talk to you about how you, with regard to dairy, how you feed the animals, what you think is going to happen under the new Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Perdue, or does that make any difference to you? All of those things ahead as we continue, plus I'll have another commentary in the next half hour. But there are things like the farm bill, livestock overviews, what kind of cows is he using? We'll find all that out, because I want to know, from his perspective, what, even if it's a mental illness, how do you stay afloat? The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Past the hour. Thanks to Luke Bryan. Here's to the farmer of the farm notes as we continue our conversation about what's going on. Dairy farming is in our focus. Farming in general, the American family farmer, businesses that are run by family farms, the locavore movement, and how do we bring everybody together in a way that's sustainable, we survive. So we're talking to Dino Giacomazzi from Hanford, about what he's doing on his dairy farm and what is the influence of various things, social media, to help build his business. But what's the main competitor? I'm looking around to see what Sonny has said. Now, I don't think it makes any difference what the Secretary of Agriculture is and what government policy is. You've so well put it, Dino, that we've given up the narrative. So it doesn't make any difference who's controlling it. We aren't. So how do we take that bull by the horns, if you'll pardon the pun, and get back in control of the narrative so we can control our own destinies?
Oh, wow. That's a pretty big question.
What are you doing to sustain yourself? What are you doing? You've said that dairying is a mental illness, and we chuckle about that, but it is. It's crazy. I love the cows. But they've cost me millions of dollars over the years to have a dairy herd.
Yes, it's cost millions. But I guess there's two ways to answer your question. I mean, one way of hearing your question is that you're asking me what am I doing, you know, in terms of management and things to economically survive the roller coaster ride that is the dairy market.
Yep.
The other question I hear you asking me is, you know, what can I do to take control of the narrative? So, maybe I'll take the first question first, and that is, you know, we're in a, because my family has been farming in the same property for 124 years, you know, we've become pretty good at it. So I would say that, you know, we're a high producing herd, even for an old.
What kind of cattle? What do you have for a herd, Dino? What kind of cattle?
Holstein cows. We have 899 Holsteins and one Brown Swiss. that's our makeup.
And that's pretty funny.
And we're We are a closed herd, so we raise our calves and raise our heifers, and you know, everybody is born and died. Everyone is born and dies on our property. You know, we take care of them through their entire life cycle.
That's what I did too.
And,
we grow
a pretty good amount of the feed for these cows. You know, in California, we have an opportunity to double crop silage, so we produce wheat in the winter, which we just harvested this last weekend. We grow corn in the summer, and then we have some land set aside for alfalfa that we grow. So from our forages, you know, we're pretty much self-sufficient.
Sustaining, yeah.
You know, we buy some grain from the Midwest, you know, corn and soybean meal and other byproduct feeds like canola meal pellets and things of that nature. But there's some other local things that we have access to, like almond hulls and culled fruit and things of that nature, you know, and products like that that aren't generally available in other places. You know, one of the opportunities of farming in California with 450 other crops, you know, the downside of that is that there's competition between those 450 other crops for the same farmland. And as, you know, the water situation continues to tighten in the state. I mean, I know it doesn't seem like right now that we have much of a water problem. In fact, we have the opposite problem of too much water. But next year, you know, it'll be a completely different story. And so, you know, we have to try to optimize the value in our acres. And it's starting to become more difficult to take that feed and put it through a cow. When that cow has to compete on a global market and we have to operate under the regulations of the state of California and, you know, with things like, you know, air regulations and now we're being going to be taxed for climate change emissions, you know, for greenhouse gas emissions.
It's crazy. And, how you survive as a dairy person, it's like trying to survive in New York State. Same thing. Hold on a second, Dino. We must pause for a few items of local interest. Dino Giacomazzi on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, Metro PCS and Cricket customers. Are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 months credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Back to the conversation about agriculture, farming, and this week our focus for the most part is on dairying and the American family farmer focused on what goes on. This gentleman, Dino Giacomazzi in California, has 900 cows, and that would have been in my day and maybe earlier in your life, Dino, a large herd, but as we all know, going south and east of where you are, we can find herds of 1,500. We can find herds of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Even at one place in Indiana, there is a farm that, believe it or not, milks 20,000 cows a day. How there's any quality, any value to the milk that comes out of those places remains to be seen. Do you know anybody, any folks that you work with that have dairies that are that large?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of large dairy farmers. In fact, I know the dairy farmers in Indiana that you're referring to very well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say that to answer the question, I don't believe that size has any correlation to care of animals and quality of milk products. I think it's just as possible to produce high-quality milk and give cows the greatest care with 10,000 cows as it is with 100 cows.
Possible.
It's about the...
Yes, possible is one thing. Practical or being done is another thing. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's very dependent on the individuals who are running the place and what yeah. their attitude and culture is, because I know small dairies that, you know, I would say in my experience, the norm is that the smaller dairies are more of a problem than the big dairies.
Yeah, is that because they don't have enough money to sustain themselves? The more volume, the easier it is for you to pay your bills if you have the ability to have fewer or the same number of employees and more animals. Does it work that way for you?
Well, I think it's possibly a chicken or an egg issue, because, you know, I think that one, you know, how you care for your animals, it has a direct impact on your profitability. Mm-hmm. You know, these cows are little factories, and the only way you can increase the output and efficiency of your factory is to make them happier. And it's a matter of, you know, the attitude that you take and the care for your animals. So I just believe that, you know, there are great dairy farmers at every size, and there are marginal dairy farmers at every size. And at this point in time, it's getting around about the way where there aren't any of the really bad dairy farmers left. You know, it's just too difficult to survive. And if you're not doing everything necessary to provide the best possible care for the animals, you're going to go broke.
Yeah. And, yeah. Okay. That's a point. That's a good point. Very good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You were back. Go ahead. Excuse me.
Well, I was just going to suggest, getting back to your other question, I mean, how I believe we've managed to survive.
Yes.
In this time, and at 900 cows, and to the East Coast, 900 cows probably seems like a big number, but we're well behind average, and we are finding now that under 1,000 cows, it's very difficult costs of production, to be economically viable. And, you know, and just in my county, I would say the average herd size now is about, you know, 1,500. But the norm, I would say, is the 2,500 to 3,000 cow dairy.
And wow. Amazing, isn't it?
So, but I believe our competitive advantage has been in the way that we take care of the animals. You know, we've been able to get very high production because we're committed to, you know, the investment in the animals that provides them with the best care, the best health care, the best, you know, milking procedures and everything else.
All right. So when you talk about optimization, tell other dairy farmers who are listening what else you do on your land beside grow the feed that you need and things that will sustain your dairy industry. What else? I noticed you are growing almonds. What else can you do with your land that helps to make your farm profitable, not just the dairy part of it?
Well, that is true that several years ago we have planted some almond trees that are now in production. So this year we'll start, we will officially become almond farmers. The other thing we've been doing over the last 14 years or so is we've transitioned to farming practice for our row crops, you know, the corn and wheat production to a process that we term out here is called conservation tillage, which ultimately allows us to produce the same or more crops per acre using, in some cases, 85% less tillage passes in the field. And this is a bucking a trend that has been in existence in this part of California for, you know, 100 and something years, where it came, you know, we farm corn in this part of the country in the same manner that they've farmed cotton for, you know, generations before. And because we're all irrigated, we, you know, the Central Valley the San Joaquin Valley of California is an irrigated desert, so we don't rely on rainfall.
Yeah.
And so because we are primarily been flood irrigating, it creates some compaction issues that that don't exist, say in Indiana or Illinois or the other areas where they're raising corn with rainwater. So what we have done is transitioned from a very intensive tillage process to using a technology called a strip tiller that allows us to go from wheat in the winter to corn in the summer in two passes instead of what was at one time 11 passes.
Wow. Well, you just said till it once and then plant. Is that it? Those are the two steps?
Yep. We strip till, we pre-irrigate, then we run another pass with the strip tiller that puts in fertilizer and kind of mulches up the strip, and then we plant, and then we spray, and we're done. So this is a very short process, but what's most valuable is that it reduces a whole bunch of things, and primarily it reduces cost. We have a lot less investment in equipment and diesel and tractor drivers.
Right.
We have also reduced dust in our air, in our area, which was the kind of the original driver, because we live in one of the, I think the second most polluted air basin in the country after LA, because the San Joaquin Valley has this, kind of a dome over it.
Right.
That holds in. We get all the pollution from the San Francisco Bay Area and all the, everything here. So the dust is a problem. So we're reducing dust, we're reducing diesel emissions, we're trapping carbon in the soil and helping to, reduce our carbon footprint. Whether that has any value or not, I don't know, but it's happening. all of these things. So, but most importantly, we believe what we're doing is farming sustainably. And that has been, I would say, validated in some ways by the US EPA and through some awards that we've received from them and also through the Sand County Foundation in Madison, Wisconsin that recognized us with something called the Leopold Conservation Award in 2012 for this practice. So and what they've recognized is that in order to be sustainable, the practice needs to be profitable. And it needs to be flexible, because one of the things that makes my sustainable farming practice possible is using GMO crops. If it weren't for the GMO crops, we wouldn't be able to do the thing we're doing, because tillage would be more necessary for weed management.
All right. So then let's talk about that and the public perception, because there are strong feelings amongst farmers as to GMO and non-GMO and the consumer as well. We'll continue our conversation for a few more minutes with Dino Giacomazzi, who's a dairy farmer from California, talking about how he is successful and perhaps some things that you can learn from him about your own success quotient. 43 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
46 after the hour. A few more minutes here with Dino Giacomozzi. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm a broadcaster and a dairy farmer, and I bring that experience to this program every week with different points of view. You just said something about using GMO seeds and that sort of thing, which is very controversial, not only in California but elsewhere around the country. So how do you want us to take what do you want us to take away from this conversation that will register in a positive way? Because I'm frankly not a fan of GMOs, but I'm open to discussion. I've had a lot of people tell me that I was crazy or I didn't know what I was doing, yada, 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 and I resist that because I think I do know what I'm doing, but I have a persuasion. You have another persuasion. So help us understand why you made the statement about GMO seeds.
Well, I guess I'd like to understand a little bit more about what it is about GMOs that you have an issue with. What is it that you're concerned about?
I am concerned about what is in the Roundup and what is in the things that are put on the seed to keep them. Frankly, my real problem, and I don't want to make this because we only got 2 minutes left and this is your time, not mine, but I have a real problem with Monsanto chasing farmers around who may or may not actually use their product. Their methodology is what my problem is in terms of how they conduct their business. Maybe that's more important to me than even the what people say in Europe or elsewhere about what happens to people who eat these foods.
Okay, so great. So you've actually created a great opportunity to try to understand the problem with the narrative. Right.
Yes.
So from my perspective and from my experience and what I know of Monsanto, which is quite a bit, I buy their products and have been for more than 15 years. Everything that I just heard you say is essentially a story created by people who don't support the idea of, corporations being in control or having some connection to the food supply. I think there's a bit of a romanticizing of food that people have developed that want them to believe that there's this, beautiful, simple meadow and some, family with a mental illness out there breaking their backs for the benefit of them and doing it in this very pure kind of way. And the idea of, science and technology and corporations and money being a part of that becomes very unsettling for some people. And so, urban legends and myths and all kinds of misinformation are developed as a result of that. And, there was a time, there's some truth to the fact that there was lawsuits by Monsanto over licensing, and it's a very complicated issue. And the biggest problem we face in agriculture in terms of managing our narrative is that the truth is complicated. It's very difficult to describe the facts around what you've just described to me.
Yeah.
And but it's really easy to put it on a
time
sticker.
I agree with you. There needs to be much more education on it, but we'll leave it at that for this broadcast anyway. Dino Giacomozzi from California, a dairy farmer with lots to say and very important things for us to understand.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bringing it all in, the conversation about dairying. I thought that was important, and I know that we get into the GMO thing, and it becomes polarizing. But I think you said a lot of important things for people who are not in the farming business to understand, who feel very passionately about this argument regarding GMO foods, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that we also talked about was how to use social media. How do you incorporate social media into your farm? I'm going to give you a couple of ideas in a matter of moments. First, I have another idea, and this comes also from the Helping Yourself Be Healthy department. When it comes to growing fruits and vegetables, especially if you have a vegetable garden, my suggestion is you grow as many beets as possible. Why would that be? Because beets are full of nitric oxide, and nitric oxide will optimize the blood flow in your body. So if you don't have the ability to grow a garden and you can't get your own fresh beets, next best thing is to drink Super Beets. Super Beets, circulation superfood, one glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. It's very important for people over the age of 40, especially when your body loses its efficiency, its energy, its stamina, to have healthy blood pressure, and healthy blood flow. And you get that by drinking a glass of water with a scoop of Super Beets mixed in it every day. It'll open up your arteries, get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body that needs support. This is great for your brain. So call this number, 800-655-4183, to order your supply of Super Beats. If it's your first time around, you'll get a bonus 30-day supply free with that first order. 800-655-4183. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. The product's guaranteed or your money back. So go to DougLikesBeats.com to order Super Beats, or online at, from DougLikesBeats.com is online, but if you're picking up the phone line, 800-655-4183 to have all those fabulous benefits, because the blood in your body is the river of life. 800-655-4183.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
All right, Doug Steffen here with this comment about social media. Not only does it help you market your farm, but it can raise sales and bring in new customers. The basics, platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, hundreds of ways to utilize them. And when you utilize social media, it makes it easier to directly communicate with your customers and put your farm out there. I found that to be the case with my dairy farm, especially among younger generations. Visually, Facebook and Instagram take the cake. Twitter is great for quick updates. So all these social media platforms, how do you make up, how do you understand what your niche is? There are a lot of people of various agricultural schools come up with recommendations. Here's one. Recommendation is participate in listening. Find different informational accounts like news organizations or trade associations to grab information from. You post these on your Facebook account and make comments as to what it may be like on your farm. I certainly have done that. As far as Twitter is concerned, it's pretty easy for beginners. 140 characters there. You post what you think to be the exact information that you need at the exact second. You need to have it there. And then it gets retweeted by others who follow. And Facebook is kind of a closed system. I find it easier to work with, but Twitter is much faster. Kara, would you agree with that? That Facebook is something that allows more information, but Twitter is faster in getting the information out there.
That's yeah, I think you can reach people in a deeper way with Facebook, but Twitter is much faster for responses.
Yeah, Kara Schillen is the technical producer of this program. So by nature, social media is about being social. Business profiles on Facebook promote the products, have pictures of it, get to various groups, and help the people who are going to repost the things that you put up there. And that's where you really get the significance. I found that to be the case. The word of mouth. The only thing you can control is what you put out there. Once you put it out there, you can't get it back. So make sure what you put out there is the exact information that you want people to know about your product or service on the farm. That's my point of view. Doug Steffen here.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.